Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Chris. We have a new sales associate starting work today. I know you were just trained on the customer database recently, so I thought you could give him a general overview of how to use it.
Sure. I know what it's like using that software for the first time. When I was being trained, everyone was so familiar with it that they had trouble teaching me the basics. I actually had to figure most of it out on my own.
Well, hopefully it'll be easy for you to explain it then. We do have a manual with instructions for using the database, though. If you'd like to review it, it's in the big file cabinet in the storage room.
Number 41. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 42. What does the man say he learned to do by himself? Number 43. What does the woman suggest that the man review? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Connor, one of the organizers of the Business Leaders Conference just called. They'd like you to lead a workshop on Sunday, June 6th. What would you like me to tell them?
The problem is I've already agreed to attend a seminar in Toronto that weekend.
Oh, that's right. Well, the seminar in Toronto's on Saturday, and this workshop would be on Sunday. If you'd like, I can check to see if there are any flights from Toronto back to Minneapolis in the evening on Saturday.
Yes, I suppose I could try to do both. Thanks, Michael.
Number 44. What does the woman have to decide? Number 45. What problem does the woman mention? Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I just opened a hair salon, and I'm calling to order some business cards. Is there someone at your store who can help me?
Well, unless you want some specific artwork on the card, I suggest that you go to our website and order the cards online. It's a very easy process, and we have a number of styles to choose from.
Actually, I'd like to have one of your employees create a company logo for the card.
Okay, I'll let you talk with Bill then. He's our graphic designer. He can help you with that.
Number 47. What does the woman want to do? Number 48. What does the man suggest doing? Number 49. Why does the man recommend that the woman talk to Bill? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Swapna. I'm calling about our annual fundraising event in December. I was wondering if you'd join the other two people helping at the ticket counter this year.
I know we've always had three people collecting tickets, but I actually think two is plenty. Do you really need my help?
You're probably right about the ticket counter, but we can still use your help, though. We need a lot of volunteers to pass out brochures as people come in. Maybe you could help with that instead.
Number 50. Why is the man calling? Number 51. What does the woman ask about? Number 52. What does the man suggest the woman do instead? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I need to see if Frank Griffin has finished reviewing our proposed budget. Have you heard from him today?
No, I haven't. Would you like me to call him?
That would be great. Could you please ask him if he sees any problems that we'll need to address right away? The final version of that proposal is due at the end of the week.
Yes, I'll let you know what I find out. I'll email you as soon as I get off the phone with him.
Number 53. Why do the speakers want to talk to Mr. Griffin? Number 54. What is the man concerned about? Number 55. How will the woman contact Mr. Griffin? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Ms. Lopez. This is Jinu Lim from the Kellett Law Firm calling. I just finished a draft of the contract for the merger. I'd like to review the details with you when you have a chance. Would you be able to meet on Friday morning at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. works well for me, Mr. Lim. I'd like to bring my business partner, Alex Fisher, as well, if that's all right.
No problem. Let's meet in my office so we'll have quick access to all the documents on my computer.
Number 56. Why does the man want to set up a meeting? Number 57. What does the woman request? Number 58. Why does the man suggest meeting in his office? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, the University Registrar's Office sent me here. I graduated from the nursing program 2 months ago, but I still haven't received a copy of my certificate. Can you help me?
I'm sorry about that. You see, we haven't been able to get all the necessary signatures. We hope to have the certificates ready to mail by the end of August.
Is there any way I could get mine sooner? The reason I ask is I'm looking for a job, and an employer might want to see it.
Well, if you can come to pick the certificate up in person, that would save you waiting for it to come in the mail. I could contact you as soon as it's ready.
Number 59. What did the woman recently do? Number 60. Why is the woman concerned? Number 61. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Sabina, have you got a minute? I want to talk to you about our supplier in Chicago.
Oh, Bell Ridge Industries? I thought you were happy with them.
Well, I was. But in the past 6 months, all our orders from Chicago have arrived late. They can't seem to keep up with our demand for parts. I think we need to consider finding a different supplier.
I see. Well, if you give me a few days, I'll write up a report comparing some different suppliers. We can make a decision after that.
Number 62. What problem does the man mention? Number 63. What does the man suggest the company do? Number 64. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Gary, I have a question about company business cards. Some people in the sales department received promotions this year, but their business cards still show their former job titles. Can they have new ones soon?
Well, we generally order new batches from the printer about twice a year. Would you be able to send me a list of the people who need new cards, along with their updated titles? I'm planning to place the order this month.
Absolutely. By the way, some of us will be attending a retail trade show in mid-April. If you can have them printed by then, that would be great.
Number 65. What does the woman ask for help with? Number 66. What does the man ask the woman to send him? Number 67. According to the woman, what will take place in April? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Rick from marketing. I'm trying to create a computer account for a new employee, Jean Schmidt. We're having trouble logging her in.
Sorry, Rick. We're installing some software, and we can't create any new accounts until we finish.
The thing is, Ms. Schmidt is starting her training today, and it'll be really difficult if she doesn't have access to her account.
I'm really sorry about the inconvenience, but there's nothing I can do right now. We should be finished with the updating around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll create the new account right after that.
Number 68. Why is the man calling? Number 69. According to the woman, why is there a delay? Number 70. When will the problem be fixed?